What's the word, y'all? It's Devon C's Reaper Training. Y'all now tuned in to the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And today I want to speak on something. So I've been doing a lot of like looking at celebrities and deriving silver linings or lessons from other people's lives, and particularly like rappers and stuff like that, because it's easily relatable. But today I want to talk about something a little bit different. Today I want to talk about literacy. It's going to sound a little funny, but it really comes from, because I was sitting there and I was, you know, looking over some articles, and I was like, you know, what could be my next topic? And I was like, you know what, bro? These niggas is dumb. Not talking about y'all, but like these celebrities. Like, I'm looking, I'm like, yo, but these dudes are fucking, like, in the era now of podcasting and stuff like that, you see a lot of, you get to see a lot of people engaging in dialogue. You get to see a lot of people engaging, you know, in like mental sparring battles and debates and stuff like that. But when you see how people articulate themselves and how people also, I guess, just try to present points, it's so, I can't even think of like the right way to put it. I don't want to call it dumb, but like, it's just not good. And I was watching an interview with Charleston White, and he said, you know, the illiteracy of the new generation of black people is going to be the downfall of us. I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly, because try to hold a conversation with a nigga nowadays, bro. Honestly, like, try to hold a real live conversation about something meaningful. I'm not talking about having a conversation about hoes. I ain't talking about having a conversation about even trying to talk to somebody about sports. Like, one thing I noticed, bro, like, when I get into a conversation with somebody or a debate, I can only talk to someone for so long before they start getting worked up and kind of angry. And for a long time, I used to be like, yo, why do motherfuckers, like, if I'm chopping it up with somebody, I don't, if we're debating something, we're debating points, I don't see the need for me to get all worked up. What are you doing? It's like, what the fuck is up with you, folks? Like, we just talking. But then I thought about it, I was like, y'all ever remember that dude in class that couldn't read, so he just get mad and start arguing with motherfuckers? You know what I'm talking about? Like, when you really can't convey a point, there was a show I watched where they was talking about kids who don't understand the content in class act out. That's exactly what happens when you talk to somebody or debate a topic with somebody who doesn't know how to articulate their thoughts. They have a feeling. You know what I'm saying? They feel a way about this. Whatever the topic is, they feel something about it. And maybe they have legitimate points, maybe they don't, but they don't know how to convey them. So, you know, after we go back and forth for a couple minutes, you know, fuck you, nigga. How about that? Because I want to say something, but I can't get the words out. I can't even think. You know, you moving too fast. So it turns into aggression. And, you know, on the face value, people just like, oh, that's just, you know, social media and you know, lack of attention span, all this other shit, stuff and feeling. But there's a deeper issue with that, bro. Because if you're first, if when presented with an issue, after a couple sentences, your first idea is to say "suck my dick." You don't even have the ability to convey points under a small amount of stress. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. There's times, bro, when I'm out and about and I'm, you know, when I used to work at jobs and stuff like that, and I hear how people talk to their, like, I'm a generator tech, so I go to a lot of construction sites and things like that. And generally speaking, because I have to cut these generators off, or if there's an issue, I'm normally called by the supervisors. I have to speak to a lot of supervisors. So I also then see their employees interact with them. And I be listening like, yo, bro, you talking to your boss like that? What the fuck is you on? Like, I'm, like, literally, I'm sitting there listening. Like I was at a site the other day. And I'm talking to the supervisor about something. Somebody pull up. So what's popping, bro? Like, what's good with the power? I hear it. I'm like, you said that to your supervisor again? Like, who the fuck? And I know people will hear that like, oh, you know, maybe they got a relationship like that. I don't give a fuck what the relationship is, bro. The job is a job. Be professional. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's no point in time where I don't give a fuck how cool me and my supervisor are. I don't give a fuck if we go drinking after work. When we come to work, that's work. That's being professional. When you want a job, you on the job. The fuck is you? Especially saying that in front of me. I'm like, what if I was a... You, bro, don't know who I am. I could have been a higher up. I could have been the CEO of some shit. I don't want to... How does that make you look? And, you know, the reason why I wanted to make this podcast is because I was like, you know, like I said, this is all self-help and self-improvement and things like that. And I feel like I mentioned this before, but bro, how you articulate yourself is important. How you are able to engage in conversation with people is very, very important. And how you can read and deduce knowledge. That's another thing, bro. When I swear to God, bro, I will post something on Facebook, right, with a caption, and a motherfucker, a comment, a question that was answered in the fucking caption. Bro, I swear to God, I gotta be like, bro, are you, like, what the fuck, did you not read anything, or did you not even catch, like, I'm trying to think what the post was. There was one I put up where it was like, God, this just happened too, like maybe like a week ago or something like that. Oh, that's what it was. I put up a post. It was like a motivational post when I had broke my hand. And no. It was a memory post of when I picked up Sergeant. That was the one I had just put up. And I put up. So first and foremost, when you share stuff like that on Facebook, it says 1 year ago memory, right? In my caption, I said, damn, I can't believe it's been a year already. Someone comments, wow, that's great, bro. Congrats. No. What do you say? He said, I can't believe you picked up already. And so he basically was like, basically saying as if it just happened. I was like, and I remember looking at the comment and I remember thinking, I'm like, did he just not see both the top part of the post, the comment, and the date? He didn't see any of the three of those at all. And like, I didn't know how to respond to it, so I just liked it. And then it was another situation where I put a post up and I said something, and someone was like, I just, every time I post them on Facebook, like, people just comment, and I'm like, bro, did you not read what the fuck I just posted? People asking me questions on shit that was in the fucking post. I'm talking about, I'll share, man, Dirt album was dope. Oh, who just dropped? Nigga, did you not see what the fuck I said? Hey, y'all might think I'm playing, but no, I'm dead ass fucking serious. And I guarantee you that whoever's listening to this is like, yeah, I do the same shit. Bro, people will read shit and not be able to tell you what the fuck they just read. Bro, reading comprehension is important. And you know, I'm, it's really crazy now. I'm like making this, like, and then even, I'm not a stickler on like spelling. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not the best speller because, let's be honest, most of us have autocorrect on our phones. So none of us are really, well, I'm not going to say none of us, but a lot of us aren't great spellers. But when you go out your way to say shit wrong, like, I was, it's like a little pet peeve I got. But when somebody is saying you and they say YA and yeah, I'm like, bro, if you want to shorten it that bad, just put a U itself. Why the fuck are you saying what's good with yeah? I'm like, that don't even sound right. Like, what the fuck? Like, and you just look at how people spell. It's like you're looking at comments sometimes on some of these posts. It's like, bro, is this English? What the fuck is y'all putting on here? Like, they're so illiterate. And I'm like, bro, it's like a funny thing now, but let's be honest, bro. A lot of people complain about wages and all this other shit, bro. If you can't articulate yourself, you can't get a good job. I'm sorry. I'm keeping it a buck, right? If I was a manager, a supervisor, if you come into my office and you can't put together two full sentences, I'm not giving you shit. Nigga, you could be the janitor. You could sweep up. Like, if we got a leak and some shit's on the ground, you could mop that up. But you want an actual position? Get the fuck out of my face. Because I got to understand that when it comes to business, I don't want to say 80%. Let's say 60% of business is speaking to people, because what they always say is not what you know, it's who you know. Right? Relationships and why you think every fucking businessman goes to a million fucking meetings? You hear people talk about meetings all the fucking time because articulation and being able to converse and interact with people on an intellectual level is important. So if you can't speak, I have no use for you. One of the best things, not to brag on myself, but like when I go to job sites, the first thing that people say when I'll talk to them about issues with the generators or anything else, they always say, thank you for breaking it down like that. Or thank you for, and really I know they're not saying it because they don't want to be rude. You know, it's a more of a conscious place, but it's the same thing I've been getting my entire life. You're so well spoken. For a long time, it annoyed the fuck out of me. But now, in present-day America, I understand why people say it. Because you can't understand a word these motherfuckers are saying. You can't understand anything. You can't read what the fuck they say. You can't understand what the fuck they say. And I'm not even talking about, because people get the idea that we're only talking about street niggas and dudes in the hood and all this other shit. No, these are college students. I'm talking about, I swear, everything I love, bro. Like, cause I live in a college area, like it's a military and college area. I'll be on dates with girls who have master's degrees, who can't hold conversations, who can't put a fucking whole 10-minute conversation together. They have no, along with no social skills, they really have no, like, they have no way to articulate themselves. They don't know how to. And it's almost, you know what Charleston Wright said about, so he went a bit overboard. He said, because we're illiterate, we'll be slaves again. I don't think it's going to be that extreme, but I think it is a major, major issue that not enough people are talking about, not enough people are focusing on. And like I said, this podcast is all about self-improvement and self-development. So if you're somebody who you know you don't have the best, and I'm not saying you gotta be Obama, I'm not saying you gotta be the super great orator who can speak to anyone in any form and fashion, and I'm not saying that, but the basic level is important, because like I said, if you can't hold a good conversation, if you can't write, if you can't read and comprehend. And the reading comprehending part, I think out of everything I'm talking about, that's the most annoying shit. Because I swear to God, bro, when I post something and someone comments, and I'm like, bro, did you not read what the fuck the post said? I think that's the thing that just infuriates the fuck out of me. Because it don't even be, it's not like I put a fucking paragraph on there. No one puts a paragraph on a caption or what they say. It's a couple sentences, and they'll say some shit. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Did you not read anything? Or did you read it and just decide to start typing? I'm gonna start rambling, but like this is annoying to me, because y'all heard a lot of my podcast in the past, bro. I'm very pro-black. I have a very conscious mindset when it comes to black people. And I understand that 60%, maybe 70% of the battle in our community is being articulate. There was a thing I remember when I was in elementary school where they were talking about how, like, on the standardized test, they use words that's not common in our communities, and that was racist. And I remember, I swear, when I was younger, this might have been like middle school. I remember hearing that. Or no, it was elementary school. Because I think the word they were talking about was connoisseur. And I remember when my teacher said that, or it wasn't even a teacher, it was like a, I don't know what you would call him. It was like a helper. She wasn't a teacher, but she was like there to help with the kids. And I remember she said that. I remember thinking, I was like, well, is that the test's fault or is that our community's fault? Like, is it, if people aren't using, and here's the thing, connoisseurs just simply means you're a fan or like you're a knowledgeable fan of something, like a wine connoisseur. You know a lot of different wines, you're a fan of it, and you know, like, so kind of you study something. And I'm like, that's like a simple way of bringing it down. But I'm like, bro, like, if you know these tests are going to have these words that we may or may not know, you should use them more often to make us more familiar with them. Don't wait until the test comes up to be like, oh, you know, this isn't right because people in these communities don't use them. We'll start. What the fuck? Like, what that's a fits that I don't even, to just write it off as just racist and we can't do nothing about it. What the fuck? Did you make a difference? Where's the solution to it? I'm not sitting here, what the fuck, we going to complain about this shit or we going to do something about it? It's just, it's frustrating as hell, bro. And then, like, I just feel like it's going to get worse. Like, now, bro, if you can, because, you know, they talk about now with the manosphere and dating and all that stuff, that if you're a man who can hold a conversation with women, you're going to excel. And I've been seeing that with myself lately. Like, it's just, man, like, is it, but it's not even just with women, it's also with just life in general. If you could just hold a conversation, if you could just get up and speak with people and interact and relate to, like, be relatable, you're gonna be leaps and bounds above a lot of people, because they just, it's a lost art, which is so sad, because it's like, man, a lot of motherfuckers are gonna suffer because they don't know. And the thing is, and again, going back to what I said about the whole school thing, like, kick my damn mic. But not, instead of them saying, oh, this is an issue, here's a solution, it's just, that's racist. Okay, are we gonna do something about it? Are we going to do anything about it? We just going to sit there and be mad? Like, what the fuck? Do they need to change the test? They going to change it for us and not nobody else? What the fuck? What sense does that make? They're going to say no. What the hell? Like, you got to pick your battles to fight. And again, I'm conscious, but I'm like, yo, look, I'd much rather fight the battle that these schools are, case in point, if we're going with that, right? It'd be smarter to fight the major battle that's easier to pinpoint, where it's like, okay, schools are discriminating against certain students. That's an easy battle to fight. You can show statistics, all that shit. But to say, change the whole test just because there's one little section of maybe 10% of people that's taking it, they're going to be like, man, no, what the fuck? You crazy as hell. That's going to be create more problems than going to help. But see, no one's sitting down and thinking. This is the problem with this, like, I don't want to ramble too much with this because I'm already getting all over the place on the topic. But like I said, bro, like the gist of this podcast is how you speak, how you hold conversations, how you comprehend what the fuck you read is very, very, very important. You cannot just skim some shit over and just, and please, for the love of fucking God, bro, do some research before you type something in the comments. Look it up. You have Google on that same fucking phone. I was on Instagram and somebody put a post up about the bitch that got Emmett Till killed, the lady, she had just died, and someone comments in the section, can someone give context on who she is or who Emmett Till is or something like that? And that comment got like 10,000 fucking comments. I'm like, bro, you and everyone who liked that goddamn comment are dickheads. Because you could have just got on Google and looked it the fuck up. But instead, your stupid ass going to ask a question. Lord have mercy. That stressed me the fuck out, bro. I can't, like, it's aggravating, bro, because it's like, I feel like when you're somebody who considers themselves conscious, bro, you tend to harp and pay more attention to the things that will set you back in the long run. And this is something that is a major problem. People say why black people can't get ahead because of this and because of the white man, because of the... No, it's literacy. You can see with these fucking rappers. People, you know, these new rappers don't like to talk and, you know, they come from the projects and da-da-da-da-da. Bro, all those rappers back from the 90s came from the same environments these rappers now do, and they all could hold conversations. These motherfuckers are just stupid. And being stupid is something that's encouraged. And that is dumb. That is terrible. That's not good. We should never be in a situation where that's the case. But yeah, man, I don't want to keep beating this dead horse. But like I said, man, if you're somebody who's trying to get ahead in life and be more goal-oriented, you need to be able to articulate yourself. That is very, very important. It is very important to hold conversations. It's very important to have engaging dialogue with not only your peers but your superiors. The way people will look at you will be so much better if you learned how to master that. So, you know, this is Devon's Reaper Training, man. I appreciate y'all for joining me tonight. Y'all be easy. I'll get up with y'all soon.